True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Well, baby, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here on Thanksgiving Eve is a holiday, is a thing, but
well, it is. I mean,
technically, that's what it is.
We're a little removed from that, but that was a big night out night. Thanksgiving Eve. That was lit. It was lit Wednesday night.
Indeed it was. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, November 26th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live. From the worst slums alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
We here, baby, and the night out might just be at the Golden One Center in downtown Sacramento as the Kings take on the Phoenix Suns. We'll talk about that throughout the day. Great slate of NFL games over the next 2 days. A couple of interesting ones to watch over the weekend. We'll dive into that. We'll have some overreactions, too, both in the NFL and the NBA, just for fun. This week's power rankings coming up. Jay Gaydon will be with us for his weekly Wednesday stop. He'll be in Connecticut. And James Hamm will be with us to get ready for Kings Suns tonight at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. A couple of interesting notes from Michael Scott on Hoops Hype this morning.
Oh man!
One, I was curious how you felt about this. Let's start with what should be the lead. Don't want to misrepresent what's going on here. According to Michael and Hoops Hype. The Memphis Grizzlies are not interested in trading Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. That could be posturing. That could be, waiting till December 15th gets here and, you know, to see how the conversations really pick up. That might be an instance of them trying to keep him engaged. Or, I know this is crazy, it might be the truth. Mm. They might, in fact, not be interested in trading Ja Morant. However, the newsworthy note coming out of that, at least for us here, is the Sacramento Kings are one of the teams that inquired about Ja Morant. It was a discussion we had following that one game suspension that Ja got after getting into it with their coach. And, you know, we've kind of shared our opinions on it. Like, I understand the people who love it. I don't like it. I think his career is in the decline. I don't know what's going to get him back to that player that I absolutely believe he can be. I'm just not interested in Ja. Now, if the conversation changes over the course of the next few months, you know, we'll certainly see. But the Sacramento Kings did, in fact, inquire about Ja Morant.
As they should, I believe. As they should. That doesn't mean they actually get a deal done or they, you know, pursue him, you know, at all costs. But the way the Sacramento Kings are, the way their roster is set up, the way the organization is set up with no real stars, no number ones, all this other stuff, if you think Ja Morant might be available, yeah, you inquire. You inquire. You see what the cost is.
I don't mind asking questions.
Yeah, you see, you know, if the cost lines up with what you're willing to pay for him or anything else, like, well, pay, like the trade, you know, proposal. Yeah, I think I absolutely think that's what should have happened. How far it goes down the road after the initial call, you know, that's I feel like that's a discussion like that we have or whatever. But do you agree, like, yeah, you should inquire?
I'm fine asking questions. Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it's due diligence. Scott Perry doing his due diligence there. I'm perfectly fine with that. I think when you get into, you know, forgive the term, but the cost, that's where I'd hold some reservations. I think there probably are a lot of teams that covet Ja Morant. I think there are a lot of teams that believe they can be the ones to get Ja Morant, you know, back to that 27, 26 point per game, that potential face of the league guy. I think there's a lot of questions with Ja. I'm fine. Hey, what's going on with Ja? I'm fine with that. I think it, for me, and I think this will be the case with whether Memphis decides to move him, what this all kind of shakes out to be, is do you think Ja Morant can be the guy you build around? Like, I know Kyle mentioned, you know, the Kings should follow the Phoenix blueprint. And I 1,000% understand what Kyle is saying there. In theory, sure, it makes sense. You trade Kevin Durant. That's a big contract. Kevin Durant it's not Zach LaVine and it's not DeMontis Sabonis. Like, those guys might have suitors around the league. They might. They're not going to have suitors like Kevin Durant did. Yeah. And I'm sorry I keep harping on this. I can't find many instances where it's not true. You have the guy that you know it has been made crystal clear. Devin Booker is our guy. Mm-hmm. We are everything this organization gets involved in centers on Devin Booker. Now, whether you believe that to be a championship mentality or not, that's perfectly fine. But Phoenix as an organization decided this is our guy. This is how we build. If you think that Ja is that guy and he's the one you can build around, great. I just don't. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I'm at. I just don't think he's that guy anymore. Yeah. Or maybe he never was. I don't know. You can't deny what he did. And it wasn't, you know, I harp on the decline, but it's not like he was it's not like it was one and done. Like, he had a really incredible, like, 3-year stretch where, like, we're talking about one of the biggest superstars in the game. And then things kind of started to fall apart a little bit.
You know what's interesting? And it's not what you're saying, but just like the way that people talk about these athletes is, it's always, and understandably so, it's always, can you be a championship team with this guy as your number one? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that's always the discussion and, you know, and the end all be all for some people. Do people realize there's like 4 or 5 of those people in the league? Mm-hmm. The majority of the time when you ask that question, it's going to be no. Like, Ja Morant, yeah, probably not. Probably not. Like, if he's the best player, you probably have a ceiling. But outside of, like, 4 or 5 people, everybody has a ceiling. So do you not do trades because of that? Do you not go try to acquire some people or try to build a certain – you know what I mean? Like, that's – that's the thought process. Because I don't know if you get Ja Morant, like an easier number one, can you get to the finals or be a championship team? I only saw him get to, I think, the second round.
If you don't believe that he can, then you probably shouldn't trade for him, though. Because you're not trading for Ja to be your number two. And the, at the end of the day, everyone's building to build for a title.
But that's kind of like my point. Like,
you
can
trade for Jonathan Kuminga, but you don't trade for a Ja, I guess. Like, because Kuminga, you add him to your team. Ja, you're adding him to build around.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. But I just, like, there's not, I don't know how many, like, I think the answer is going to be no 95% of the time when you ask that question about somebody that's potentially trading. Like, the guys that we believe can be one and get you a championship is Jokic, Giannis. I'll put Luka in there. Wemby. Maybe not today, but eventually. And then, like, an SGA. And then is that about it? So by those standards, like, you ain't trading for nobody if it ain't those five. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the way people talk about it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, do you think Ja, well, then can you maybe ask the question, can Ja be a number one on a championship contending team? Because, like, maybe leading him is a stretch, but, like, you add guys around him, like, just solid players or whatever.
See, I think he could. If
maybe,
you know,
that's the question.
I think
though.
He could. I think he could. You know what I mean? And that's
you didn't name subjective. Tatum and with those guys or whatever. But it's
right.
Like, all right, then
Tatum's
you add
in there too.
Well, if you didn't, like, you had Brown and just guys that work, mm-hmm. like they finally got over the hump. Like, fine, do you think Ja can be the number one guy on a championship contending team? I guess.
And it comes down to what you think, because I think Donovan Mitchell can be that, and he's never gotten close. But I think he's one of those type of guys. But you look at his resume; he ain't got past the second round himself.
Yeah, it's I think Jesse's having a different conversation than I am. Like, the championship guy, that's tough. Like, I don't know how you do it, but if you talk about number ones, like, I'm willing to build around Donovan. I'll try. Like, I would rather have Donovan try and fail than just be like, nah,
right.
Nah, I can't, nah, he ain't the one. Right. Nah, I can't do it. Like, Devin's one of those guys. Devin Booker. Yeah, sorry. Devin Booker. Yeah, come on, man. Yeah, Devin Booker. I'll try with Devin Booker. Yeah, I'll try that. But I'd rather try than not have that opportunity. Mm. When you talk about true championship, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's a different, I mean, that Nuggets team with Jokic, there's no question Jokic is championship. That Nuggets team with Jokic, though, was good.
Mm.
Like, no one said at the end of last year, the Denver Nuggets can win a championship if Jokic is better. They said if you can find a way to make that Denver Nuggets team deeper, you could compete. That's exactly what they did. That's why they are feared not just in the conference, but in the league right now.
Yeah,
it's a fascinating conversation.
Yeah. And it's not, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer for how anybody feels about Ja Morant, you know,
because yeah.
I absolutely see both sides. And I think my side of, like, saying I would potentially do it if the price was right, I understand how that's a big risk. That's a big risk. Like, I don't know for sure if he's going to ever get back to where he was or exceed it. He might be here and below. It's a risk. I get it. I do get it. But if the price is right, I think it's a risk worth taking. And I do believe that Memphis is not trading him today. Like, as of today, I don't think they're interested in it. I don't think that'll last, but I don't think they
are. What if Memphis, and this was something that I wasn't sure was going to happen. I don't know. But what if they stay this bad? Like, does that change? If the end of January rolls around and they truly are a 300 win percentage basketball team, does that change your mind? Or do you, all right, we'll give it a shot next
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
My thought process, if I was Memphis and I today I'm talking about, like, I want to keep Ja Morant. My thought process would be like, yeah, we'll stink this year. We'll get a top 10 pick. We'll get this, you know, potential franchise type player to go with Jaren Jackson and Ja Morant, and we'll cook. My concern, if I was talking to Memphis about that, is I think there's going to be a power struggle at some point. Like, if this guy that you draft in the top 10 is everything that you think it's going to be, he is, there's going to be this dynamic where, yeah, it should be his team. We still, but it's tough to do because Ja Morant is still around. His presence is still around. His aura is still around. So I'm just going to name a name. How do we hand it over to Cam Boozer when Ja is still here? And that would be the thing that would make me say, I think eventually you're going to move on from Ja anyway. You might want to sell high if you think his price is
high. It higher now or higher June, July?
Maybe June, July. Yeah, maybe June.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, yeah. I certainly don't know. I think there's obviously risks either way. There's risks on, like, what if Ja continues to just not play? Mm-hmm. Like, not like taking a stand. Like, what if he can't play? What if he winds up playing 20 games this year? To me, that decreases his value. Of course, he comes back and he plays. Team's not playing. You know, team's bad, but he's not. Mm-hmm. Maybe that ups his value a little bit. Maybe right now someone takes the chance.
Yeah.
Maybe it was, oh, no, we'll fix it.
Yeah. It's kind of like, this is a really smaller scale. It's not the same thing, but wasn't that the case with Tyreek and Kevin Martin? When Kevin Martin was like, oh, man, he's our dude. And then Tyreek came, he was like, nah, Tyreek the dude. We got to get this guy out of here because this is Tyreek's team. Like, you draft a Cam Boozer, and it's like, oh, man, Ja, yeah, he was the guy, but this is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Ja ain't going, he's not going to play second fiddle. So let's get him out of here. I think that if you stay on the pace that you're on right now, you draft somebody, you think you might be able to pair him up with Ja and Jaren. I don't think that'll work. I think eventually it'll end up in Ja Morant moving.
The thing I don't understand, and I've always liked him, just not like they do, is the Jaren Jackson Jr. thing. Mm. Jaren Jackson Jr. is a good basketball player. He might even be a really good basketball player. Is Jaren Jackson your one?
Not in my opinion.
Even when I liked him in that draft, I never thought, like, no, he's the one. My thing was always like, especially at that draft, he's a really good defensive player. And this team at the time, today, needs really good defensive players. Like, I get it. I feel like this league truly does believe you can't win a championship with offense. Like, you have to put all of your eggs in the defensive basket. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and maybe there's some truth to that. I don't know. in Indianapolis,
which it's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
like every champion has like a 30-point per game score.
Yeah, but I think we've did the research on this Beam team year. They also have a top, was it 15 defense, 12 defense?
Yeah. You need
and,
a defense.
And we found like the outlier was maybe a Lakers team that was in the 20s.
Mm-hmm. It's like, and it was like, I think it was the 2001 Lakers.
That's what I didn't want to go. I didn't want to bring it up. Yeah. But that's who I thought it was too.
Yeah, one of the great playoff runs in the history of the NBA.
Yeah,
it was that team. But to your point though, they talk like, "Oh, you need defense and offense is overrated." No, like Tatum, Jokic, Giannis, SGA, they average like 30 a night. Yeah, you need that.
I was looking this up because you talk about the top offenses in the league. I don't have offensive efficiency. I just have points per game in front of me. Right now, I don't think you'd ever guess who's number one.
Oh.
Because I know who I thought was number one, and they're not.
You know, I want to say like Atlanta.
So I was going to say Chicago. Chicago scores 121 points per game. They give up 124.
Jeez.
But that offense is fifth.
Mm.
Houston is fourth. OKC at 122.6 is third. The Denver Nuggets, 123.8, are number two. Mm. And at 123.9, a team I'm not sure we've referenced one single time this NBA season. A 12-6 Miami Heat team.
Oh, wow.
Led by, I got to imagine, it's Norm Powell.
I told you, Heat culture was dead a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And now that adds up, because weren't they like going crazy over their constant motion offense?
Yeah, they were just running supposed like, I'm not even calling plays for them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're plus six.
Prime video and stuff. Yeah.
Plus six on point differential, 5-game winning streak.
That's
top
crazy.
Offense in the league, at least as it pertains to points per game.
You mentioned the Bulls. Did you see that clip the other day when Big Vooch was mad?
Yes. I love the Bulls.
He was right, too. He was right.
The Bulls have very, very sneaky become like a league pass favorite. They're hysterical to watch. They lost like 140 to 137 or something like that to the Pelicans. They've scored 130 points multiple times this season and lost. It's absolutely hysterical.
Big Vooch is like, bro, come on, man.
Okay, Vooch is funny.
He was like, yeah, the dude. I think it was Smith. He's like, yeah. And Vooch was like, yeah, we didn't play good at all. We didn't defend. Bro, hey, stop, bro. That was an all-time clip.
I've grown to like Vooch a lot this season.
Vooch, the thing I always remember about Vooch is the first time I heard him speak.
Oh,
said, wait, what?
Yeah.
I said, what?
Hello.
You sound like you've been here forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he might. I think he's from Southern California. Like LaRavia. I think he is.
Wait, what?
Like LaRavia is.
Oh.
I believe Vooch played like high school ball. Hey,
Austin Reeves really about to get an absurd payday this offseason. Oh, my God.
Oof.
We'll get into overreactions later, but the season that him and Luka are having as the 1-2 combo is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely ridiculous. Now LeBron is finding his vibes a little bit. Three games in. All right. I looked at Luka's stats yesterday when we were talking to Jason after you stormed out because of his Dodgers gear.
Yeah, jackass.
And it was like, oh, okay, I see you.
Mm.
More from Michael Scotto and Hoops Hype. Which we talked a little bit about with the insiders a second ago was the Bucks have had discussions regarding Zach LaVine. Now I'm sure that the Bucks discussions regarding Zach LaVine aren't that different than Sacramento Kings discussions regarding Ja Morant. Just conversations, just inquiries, just due diligence, just just checking in.
Yeah. The difference is the team on when Memphis, when you call Memphis, Memphis is like, no. When you call Sacramento, they're like, hey, let's get it done. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's go. What you want? You want Zach? What you want? Let's go.
Scott's like, we can have him on a plane in minutes. Oh, you want to talk about Zach? Hey, get off the practice court. Get off the court.
They didn't even formally start talking.
No, what'd you say? No, you just wanted to talk. Zach, get off the court. Okay, when do you? What time do you want him there? Where y'all playing tonight? We'll get him there.
Doug, we was just asking.
No.
We were literally just asking, like, how do you spell his last name? We were trying to figure it out.
We think there was a box sheet error when you guys played us a couple of weeks ago. Okay, well, while I've got you on the line, you guys need some scoring. It's looking tough with Giannis out. We can get help. He's really engaged right now.
Oh, man. Zach actually would be a good fit in Milwaukee. I don't know if they can
make a trade. Don't stop twisting. Hey, come on, man. Stop twisting my arm. I'll send Devin Carter with him. I'll send it. My Thanksgiving gift to you. I'll send Devin
Carter.
Man,
I don't want to, man, but all right, man. Dang. Hey, y'all really getting over on this one, man, but all right. Y'all can have Devin.
G-Money says, we'll cover the trade bonus, too. Just no problem. Go ahead.
Zach will be good on Milwaukee.
I think the team acquiring the player has to cover the trade bonus, I think. Yeah.
Just inquiring. People just talking right now. Just talking. We're about, 2.5 weeks away from December 15th?
We're not doing this again, man.
No?
We did this before. As a matter of fact, all of us collectively need to stop this.
Well, to be
fair, we are not counting down to the 15th again.
That wasn't our fault. Well, this one isn't our fault. The one before was our fault because we were looking to move Rashawn Holmes, and he was the one we couldn't move till the 15th. Now, we don't have it unless people want to trade Dennis Schroeder. We don't have anybody like that. We're just, other people are waiting.
Devin Carter not getting run in a 41-point blowout.
I would have been pissed off. I would have been hot.
Now, he was available. Mm-hmm. If memory serves, could be wrong. I think he was coming off an illness. I could have the timeline mixed up, but he missed. I know no one notices. But he did miss a game or maybe two because of that illness that was running through the locker room. So he could have still have been ill in that game against Memphis. As a matter of fact, I think I have the box score. I keep the box scores pretty. There's Memphis. Oklahoma City. It says DMP CD. San Antonio.
San Antonio. I think that's the one he missed with San Antonio.
That is correct. He was not available for San Antonio. He was available for OKC. So, yeah, they just didn't. We'll come back. Whew. Devin Carter and Keon Ellis not getting play. Wild. We'll come back, man. We've got a lot more Kings basketball to talk about. Plus, man, the games look good tomorrow, man. I know you're not tapped into all of them, but these games look good.
Oh, no, I'm tapped in.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. These are good games.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it. Absolutely. That Friday one, too. Goodness gracious. They're going to make me open up that Amazon app. We'll talk about it. See them with KC. On Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.